יש אב יעקב בארץ מגורי אביו בארץ כנען וישראל אוהב את יוסף מכל בונו all of his kids כי בן סקונים לו ועושו לו קסי נספסי ויהיו איכוב כי אויסוי אוהב אביהם מכל איכוב וישנו אויסוי ולא יוכלו דברוי לשולם. So the first pasuk in pasuk Gimel, the pasuk says, "V'Yisrael oav es Yosef mikol bono, from all of his kids, ki ben skunim olay. Ve'iru echov ki Yisrael oav aviyem mikol echov." So Rabbi Shabbos Soloveitchik would say, "It's a dikduk here in pasuk. It's a dikduk. At the beginning, it says in the pasuk that Yaakov oav es Yosef mikol bono ki ben skunim olay. Is this ben skunim?" So he loves them more from all of his kids. The brothers didn't get jealous on that he loves them more from all of the kids. But they saw that not only that he loves them more from all of his kids, because they're ben skunim, he likes them more from all of the brothers. Means that he feels that they're more choshev from them. The ava that he likes them as son more from all of the sons, ki ben skunim ulay. But when he likes them more from all the brothers, and he made him a ketanus pasim, and that taka was the sinna. The meshachoch me'az a knate, she says, mikol echov. What is echov? Echov from Yosef. We speak on the brothers. Mikol mimem, mehem. What is mikol echov? They said, if he would, we understand why he loves him. He's the son of Rachel. He loved Rachel more from Leah. Oh, but he likes him even more from Binyamin. Mikol echov. Weiss doch, was a Pchir and Yosef. If it's a Pchir and Yosef, then the Meshachach, but this was their timing. So then Yosef has a dream and he tells his brothers, הנה אנחנו מעלים עלויים בסודה, ויאמרו לו, ימו לו יחתים לו יכולנו, אמו של תים של בון. Rashi says, ימו לו יחתים לו יכולנו, אמו של תים של בונו, so the Goyen says like this pshat. The Goyen says, what is the difference Melech and Moshe? It's a famous Goyen. The Melech is Merotze. Nase lanu Melech. Klal Yisrael came to Shmuel. Nase lanu Melech. Moshe, he forces himself on the crowd. The brothers told him, Hamaloichtim loich aleinu. V'chinasimcho Melech aleinu. Or Moshe, Timshel, or you will force yourselves on us. And this is the pshat. V'inei koma alu mosi v'gam nitzovu. This shows that I will be a melech on here. V'tishtachavenu alu moischem l'alu mosi. They will mekabel the malchus. This is what he told him. Hamoloich nimloich ha-moshel Timshel. The God explains, ki l'ashem ha-melucho. U'moishel b'goy. V'hoyo ha-shem l'melech al kol ha-oretz. So the Goyim says, "Kila Hashem Amelucha." We are mekabel Hashem, but the Goyim are not mekabel Malchus Yisborach. Moishel baGoyim, but v'hoya Hashem v'yatu shechem echad laavdecho. In the end, the Goyim will mekabel the Malchus v'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz. The Das Keinim says here, "Ore." And I want to say this beetzem oimek apsukim da. So the Dvar Meisan Chavetz says, "Hashoron also goes al derech them." Was two dreams. The first dream, Yosef comes, Ma'armim alumim b'teich ha-sode, v'tesubenu alumoseichem, v'tashtachavenu le'alumosi. The second dream is a sun, stars, v'achad asr kechovim mishtachvim, li. And the first dream, to who the alumos bo mishtachave. V'hinei anachnu ma'armim alumim b'teich ha-sode, והנה קומו אלומוסי וגם ניצובו ותשתחוונו אלומוסיכם לאלומוסי. Not to Yosef. I'm represented by האלומו and ותשתחוונו אלומוסיכם לאלומוסי. And the stars is 11 stars and the stars are משתחווה to Yosef. Why is that 12 stars? So the Das Keinim says about the Balabati Shoteretz. If it be 12 stars, how do we know who is Yosef? I don't know if you have a dream that they're picking stars, yeah? About Alumim, everyone made a Aluma. And then, נאחלס הכחוב עם המשטח ועם תמי הלומה. So it was representing Yosef. מה שאין כן, here you don't have משטח ועם להלומה. So in the stars, you had to have the משטח ותו Yosef. Maybe we'll explain it soon a little bit more. Then, there's another aura here. It was two dreams. Frek de Rashbam, Be'ez Hashem, next parsha, see it up north, but the next parsha state that if you have two dreams, Ve'al hishano yistachaloi, ki memayro Eloi kim la'aso yisa. Otot, otot. Yosef has two dreams. You know how much years it took till he became a melech? Hayom et amitvoch, yeah? Years and years and years. What's the pshat? Frek de Rashba, ועל ישנו יסח אלוהים, כי ממהר אלוהי כים לעשו ישראל. זאת דה רשבה מתארץ. If it happens in the same night, then we know על ממהר אלוהי כים לעשו ישראל. But if two nights after each other, it's not a riot that it has to go quick. But we'll try to say maybe a מהלך, תראו אין פרשה של שבוע this week. The Ramban, in פרק מבייס פוסק טס, the Ramban learns that was two different dreams. Two different dreams. The first dream was 11 brothers mishtachvim to Yosef without Tata Yaakov. The second dream is the stars with the Shemesh, with Yankov, with the Imoes, with the Shfoches, mishtachve to Yankov, to Yosef. Zog the Ramban, Yosef knew there is two different kind of dreams that have to happen. Dream one, that the brothers were mishtachve without Yankov. Dream two, that the brothers were mishtachve with Yankov. He says, why Yosef never sent a message to his father? Ani Yosef, ki hoyo memayr umetafked lekayim chalomoysov. He felt it was like a nevuah, and he had to mekayim the chalomoysov. And while the brothers came without Binyamin, he knew that he has the first mekayim, the first dream that was like a nevuah, that they have to be mishtachve with Binyamin, and later they had to be mishtachve without Binyamin, and with Yankov. So now we'll go a little bit to the Amkes. The first dream, to who they were mishtachave? To the Alumo. They were not mishtachave to Yosef. The Heftze of the first dream says, they will come down to Mitzrayim, but they will not know that it's Yosef. They were bowed down to the Alumo. The second dream, mishtachavim li. Memele Yosef cannot tell his father, Ani Yosef. There's no way to keep Mekayim the first Chaloyim. The first Chaloyim, you need 11 brothers, Mishtachvim to Alumo. The second Chaloyim is, Mishtachvim Li. We'll go Tif, Tif, Shabbat Tif. Why do we Mishtach the first time to Yosef? Yosef was a Mashbir. Yosef gives food. He's the boss. So they were mishtach with the Alumo. They were not mishtach with Yosef. They were mishtach with the Alumosi. The second time they knew it's Yosef, Yankov didn't bow down to the Alumo of Yosef. Yankov didn't need favors from Yosef. So mishtach avor. Yosef is the melech, so mishtach with Yosef. The melech zog, it's two taken, two dreams. Man, the Rashbam's kasha is nishkin kasha. It's not be hishalo yisach aloyim. One chaloy was to mishtach with Yosef. One chaloy was enter the Alumo, to the money shaboy. One chaloy was mishtach with to Yankov, the Melech Zvei Gishmak, where we start, the Kashif on the Das Kainim. Why it says in the beginning, Mishtachvim La'alumos, it doesn't say Mishtachvim Li. Why in the star is the Mishtachvim Li and not Mishtachvim to a star? It's like two different Chaloimus. We have two different parshas. We have the first Chaloim and the second Chaloim. But it's like Eini Yenechol Hasheini. Eini Yenechol Hasheini. B'shebel said also, it says, V'yosifu oitz noyis al chalomoysa v'advorov. So it says in the Pasuk Ches, V'yoyimru, L'echol ha-molech tim lo'echoleinu, im ha-shol tim shol banu. Ha-molech tim lo'echoleinu, im ha-shol tim shol banu. V'yosifu oitz noyis al chalomoysa v'advorov. Then it says, V'yachaloim oit chalom, v'yisaper lo'ochov. V'yisaper lo'ochov, v'lo'ochov, v'yigar bo'yovi. V'yoyimru, ma ha-chaloim hazeh asher cholamto. Avoy navoy ani v'yemcho v'yishtachavecho.
So he explains that Be'etzem, the first time the Gemara says, Kol ha-chaloyim esoylchim achar ha-peh. So the Ma'i said, they told him, you know what is the pshat in the chaloyim? You're becoming a melech. So they got upset that they said it. And the second chaloim, they really decided they're not answering, they're not telling him. So he told his brothers, they kept quiet. He went to the father, and the father again said the same pitoim. So first of all, there's a reason, it's a kfelus. The first chaloim, it doesn't say he went to the father. First chaloim, he went to the brothers. They told him, good pitoim, you're going to be the melech. He heard the answer. Then the second chaloim, I stop al ochav. The posuk is the posuk test. Vayisaper oisel elchov. They keep quiet. Posuk yud. Vayisaper elov. If he tells his father, tells his father, I have a chalai. Ramban that tells us a yisoid in our parsha. It says in the parsha that Yosef Yaakov tells Vayimer Yisrael and Yosef alei ochicha roim b'shchem lechov eshlachecho aleim vayimer lo hineini vayimer lo lech nore shleim achecho shleim atzoin vashiveini dovo. וישלחיו מעמק חברון ויובו ישחימו וימצאיו איש טויה וימצאיו איש ונטויה בסודה ויאמר אסאחי אני מבקש ויאמר נוסו מזה כי שמעתי להם חלביסונו. זאת הרמב"ן, why it had to be this whole story? He had to go to Shechem, he would meet his brothers, they would catch him and take care of them. Why they had to come, it was a toye. Why all of this had to happen? Why all of this had to happen? Why it couldn't be simple? He would go there, they would find him and would decide. So some achronim say pshat, I saw once, that be'etzem asot mekatri b'sha sakone, be'etzem is shluchim mitzvahinu mizoykim. But b'shchiyach hazeike, it doesn't help. In the beginning it was not shchiyach hazeike. He didn't know that it's dangerous. After he heard that it's dangerous, and he carried on walking, so Moshliach Mitzvah walking to Shchiach Hazeikim, and mainly he was not safe. Zog the Ramban, Lelamed, listen carefully, Ki ha-gzeiro emes, ve-acharitzus sheker, ve-atzas Hashem hitokum. Chasam Sefer explains. Chazal say that Shmuel Anovi, Shmuel Amoiro, he would animal check. How he would check? He would ask someone. Yosef had so much reasons not to go. Shmuel checked what he learned. If he learned the marshal of bad parasha, he knew not to go. Yosef learned Egla Arufo, he knows it's dangerous. Then they told him, Nosu Mize. One of the Amoroi would ask someone, Nosu Mize. Shemati olichim b'isonoch. Rashi says, "No sumi zeh." They want to kill you. It's dangerous. So he was toye. Every reason not to go was there. Zog de Ramban lelamedcho she'agzeiro emes ve'acharitzus sheker. Not oy, I fell down. Hashem wanted to show you if something has to happen, it will happen, and if it doesn't have to happen, it doesn't happen. Say over a famous maise, it was two brothers, Rebbe Melech and his brother, and they were Reb Zusha, and they were going together, and they went to Ephes Ha'in. What Ephes Ha'in? They were sleeping there near the oven. In the middle of the night, the shikoyrim, the goyim came. So they started to dance. Oh, in the middle of the dancing, they saw one of them. Oh, so they picked up Reb Zusha. He was sleeping outside. And they started to dance, you know, they gave him a clap, and they made him to dance, they made him to Mesamech the Olam. And they danced with him and were clapping him, but you know, they were shikoyim. So slowly, slowly, he managed to sneak out, to go back, to the middle of the dancing, oi, Abu Zayid. They ran to the corner, picked up Reb Zusha again, started to slug him, make him to dance. And again, slowly, slowly, he managed to sneak out. Pitam, where's the Yid? They chapped him again, started to dance with him. Faklepton and Gaz is bleeding all over. Kitzi comes back, man slowly, slowly, you know, Shikarim, Shikarim, and he managed to speak out. Comes back, my brother, Helzachan, you already was there 3 times to Yisuri. You know, now it's my turn. Let me to sleep outside. You sleep inside. So now when they come, they will meet me. So Reb Zusha goes inside, and Reb Lemelech goes outside. Then the Shikarim come, they chat Reb Lemelech, and one says, no, you know, till now we took this one, you know. Leave it, we'll take now the one from inside. You know, we didn't take the other one from inside. Let that one from outside to rest a little bit. We'll take the one from inside. And they took Reb Zusha. So Reb Zusha gizogt. as if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that Zusha will get clap, Zusha will get clap. Doesn't make a difference if Zusha will be outside or inside. If Zusha has to get clapped, they take the outside one. And if Zusha needs to get clapped, they take the inside one. And if Zusha doesn't have to get clapped, so when he's outside, he doesn't get it. Rebbe Meir didn't have to get clapped, so he didn't get clapped. So that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yosef, Yosef, don't feel like my father sent me such a clap. Why my father didn't think that it's dangerous? Such a stupid move. My dangerous brother, I had to think about it. He could kick himself the ganze weg, yeah? No. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, look, I mamish made it the whole time of your reasons for you to go out. To show you I took you there. I took you exactly there. Here. זה איזו דרמבן, זה דרמבן מונצר פרשה. ללמד כי הגזירו אמס והחריצוס שקר ועצס השם יתוקו. זה גם זה מחיר עשי יוסף. עצמם השומרים. חזר סי, ואת הולכו ונארגנו ונשליחיו באחד הבוירס. ואומרנו חי רוח הלוסוי. So the Rachaim HaKodesh says something, and זה גיוולדיס, זה מוסק מדבש. He says, לכו ונארגנו, ונשליחנו באחד הבוירס, ואומרנו חי רוח הלוסוי. So the Rachaim says, they say we will kill him, and we will leave him in one of the bוירס. Why not to bury him? מחק קבורה. No, we want the animals, and we will tell Yankim Avinu, the animals ate him. And it's not Shekel. We didn't say the animals killed him, they ate him. He was dead and they ate him. The Achim didn't want to say sheker from the mouth. So he said, we will kill him. Nashlichenu le'echod ha'boiras. Ve'omarnu chayo roach ha'losay. So it's not a sheker. If we were covering him, what would tell our father? Animal killed him? We killed him. At least they never spoke about the killing. He was killed by them. We'll leave him there. The animals will eat him. And we'll say chayo roach ha'losay. Says, ונשליחנו אל אחד הבוירס. Rashi says, חזר סי, והבוי ריק אין בו מים. ממש משנה מה, והבוי ריק אין יודע שאין בו מים. מה אתה אומר, לא אמר אין בו מים, אבל מחושים והקרבים יש בו. So, פריק דור החיים הקודש, so what kind of a tzola is this? What is the mile? חזר סי, והבוי ריק אין במים. ממש מה שנה מה, והבוי ריק אין במים. אבל מחושים והקרבים יש בו, so why they did it? זוג דור החיים הקודש, the brother said like this, אבל בחירה could kill sometimes, even כביוכל is not נגזר מהשמיים. אבל an animal only kills if it's נגזר מהשמיים. ומילא, he said, we'll put him in a bear מחושים והקרבים, במילא, בחיי גבנה, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Chazal say, we mentioned a lot of times, again, קצור ממש, the Mephoshim bring down V'aboy reik ein boi maim Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi. So Mephoshim, what is the pshat? V'aboy reik ein boi maim Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi. Maim ze toiro. V'aboy reik ein boi maim Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boi. If a person doesn't have toiro, he's full with nechoshim v'akrabim. He gets the bad midas. There's no musik of a person that doesn't have toiro but has midas toivus. Ein kaze davar. Ein kaze davar. He could be a bal chesed, he could run a chesed organization. He's a bad midas. Bad midas. V'aboy reik ein boi maim, aval yesh boi nechoshim v'akrab. It's fake. It's fake. It looks. Ein kaze davar. If a person doesn't have teire, he's full with bad midas. You see it b'chush. Probably evolved from the Kotzke Rebbe. I think we could learn a lot out of the sport from the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe says, it's a very shvera posuk. Again, a psabocher told me a very nice vote this week. The vote alone is a very nice vote. He asked me a shayla. Yehuda, Chazal said that he took down Yehuda because, you know, he sold him. So they took down Yehuda Migdulase. They took Yehuda down Migdulase. Why? He told Yehuda, you know, he told us to sell it to Mitzrayim. Fashtenish. What do you want from Yehuda? Everyone decided to kill him. Yehuda tried to save. Right now, Reuven says, listen, I was planning a trick. I would come later and I would take away. Why Yehuda Yoram Migdulasai? Forget, Yehuda was the one that tried not to kill him. Mabetza. The pashtus was, everyone believed that he will die in this boy. Yehuda came, was a nice person. Mabetza can now get Sachinu v'chisinu is domay. Mabetza. V'chisinu is domay. What is the betza? What is the gaining? What will gain? We'll not gain. So, but then, the pasuk says later, and Timna, Yehuda Yorad Migdulasai. Fuck out. Yehuda was the nicest one. God, it didn't work out because Reuben had a backing plan and he spoiled it. But it's really Yehuda's problem. So, instead of Givar, because they told Yehuda like this, Chaval, you save. If you would not save, he would die in the snakes. Yeah? He would die, for sure, the snakes will bite him. 12 months, Yankim Avinu will forget about it. Hamez Mishtakech Me'alev. What you did now, you sold him. Yaakov will never see him. And really, the mess is not Mishtakech. Yaakov is not taking Nechoma. When Yaakov was not Nisnachem, they told Yehuda, look what you did. He would be dead. Yaakov would forget about him. 12 months, life will carry on. Now the father is sitting on the floor. Only a mess Mishtakech will live. But I want to say both to the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe said, what happened? Everyone decided in the beginning to kill Yaakov, Yosef. Pitom Yehuda changes his mind. Yehuda called Rabbi Yisai, Ma betza? Lo kidai. Chazal said he wanted to buy shoes. Yeah, but lo kidai. What happened? Ma b'shach? You decided before that it's halacha to kill him. Why not to kill him? Zog de Kotzker Rebbe, a Yesod in life. Yehuda told him, Ma betza kinaru gesachinu v'chisinu es domay. If we're planning to cover it from our father, we're not doing L'Shem Shemayim. If you can't stand behind what you're doing, you're not doing it L'Shem Shemayim. Yehuda told him one second, Ma betza v'chisinu es domay. If you're planning to cover, no. If you're talking about taking a gabois and then not, so don't. If you plan to take a position and you think you have to fend for it, if you can't stand behind what you're doing, don't do it. Remember the clause of the Kotzker Rebbe. Yehuda told him, one second, we decide to kill him. Now I hear a whole plan. We'll cover him, we'll die, the animals will come, we'll tell our father. So we can't stand behind it. If we can't stand behind it, we can't kill Yosef. We're not holding the Madrege. It's not full. Shem Shemayim, you're not embarrassed. Come to Yaakov, we decided. You can't face Yaakov. So don't kill him. I want to say a vote that I heard over from my father-in-law, that he heard from Rabbi Lopian, a new pshat in the Pasuk. Mabetza kinare gesochinu v'chisinu esdomoy. What is the pshat? Mabetza kinare gesochinu v'chisinu esdomoy. But the story goes back a couple of years ago. There was a couple of bochim in Yeshiva three bad bochim, that they took a vacation in the middle of Zman, and they went on a cruise. Then I thought, it was a mistake, Taka, that I didn't know what is a cruise. I asked someone, they told me it's a place you do aveiros. Yes, then I heard, Taka, that was the only place that you play with money. It was not a bad one. But then I thought that it's a bad one, a place that has Gilead Arayos. That's what I thought. So I called up the boat. Through the army, I managed to get hold of the boat. And I told the people to jump off the boat to the water. And if I heard that they didn't do it, so I davened that the boat will drown. I'm in a post cheshbon. If it's a halacha yahorik v'al yaver, so it means it's better to die from doing averus. So man, if they don't have this yahorik v'al yaver, davened Hashem yomus zakeh v'al yomus chayev. Hashem was not mekabel the tefillah. The boat didn't drown. Yeah, today I'm very close to all of them. It's nishnagia boch Hashem choshet tamin chachomim today. Anyways, so some people had a time to die. So my father-in-law Punkim Avom Gruvitz of Shivim Gated, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and I asked him if it was the right thing or not. So he told me once to tell me a maise. They say in a yid, he heard this maise from Rav Ella Lapian. He himself heard this maise from Rav Ella Lapian. That was a yid. Then he had 10 kids, 11 kids. He was living in Poland, in Lita. And one of his kids decided that he wants to go to America, a teenager. The America of that days was not like the America of our days. Shtatzach, what is today? Terrible, terrible, much more. Yeah? Mamish, Ali Gashmis was the America of that days, 100 years ago, was Mamish. No shadow to become. You couldn't stay from there. The priest didn't want him to go, but he wanted to go. So, the parents walked, the Mamish were very attached to this kid. They walked into the deck, and after the boat left, they davened very stark that the boat would drown. Baruch Hashem, Hashem was mekabel the tefillah taka. And Reb Ella told me, that the person did the right thing. In brackets, my wife told me that in the family they said it was Reb Ella himself. My wife told me that, but we don't say it over. This is the reason my father is telling you the story like this. But, and Reb Ella told him, it's a pasuk in our parsha. My betza kinaru gesochinu vechisinu es domoi. Chazal say, boitzei abirech, ni etz Hashem. Boitzei abirech, ni etz Hashem. What is boitzei abirech, ni etz Hashem? If someone is mevorech, the boitzeia, ni etz Hashem. Who is the boitzeia? Yehuda. That he said, mabetza. Boitzeia birech. If you think that Yehuda is a tzaddik for what he said, ni etz Hashem. You menaz the ribbon of Shalom. Why? He said, don't kill him. What to do with him? To sell him to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Eretz Meleo Zimbo. It's not a favor for Yosef. It's better for Yosef to die. Boitzei abirech. If you mevorech Yehuda, ni etz Hashem. You mena etz Hashem. He did a terrible thing that he saved Yosef. No yishakeach for saving Yosef. Boitzei abirech, ni etz Hashem. Momo metzir. If I remember right. Boitzei abirech, ni etz Hashem. What? He knew that he's going down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, you go to Vegas. Drown and don't get to Mitzrayim. Don't get to America. Drown and don't do Vegas. Boitzei abirech, mi etz Hashem. Boitzei abirech, mi etz Hashem. Person has to know that. One more thought. It's late. It's of Hanukkah. It says, "Vayonos, vayazif bigde beyodo, vayetze achutza." The world fragt a shaila, Hamad Nezach. He left his clothes there. He knows. Come back. She will say, "Al tzachai." He came. He put the clothes here. He's straight to jail. Yeah, man. I'm shugner. Is now? Why didn't he take the clothes? It could be. He couldn't. Vayazi beyodo. I heard a gewaldic gewalt. It's two ways to say it, but I wanted to hear both of them because it's the same thing. First thing, you run away from the place of the Nisoyim. You don't stay there a second. Me left from the Nisoyim. No, I'm just taking care of a couple of things and me, yeah, I'm going, yeah? I'm just going to the store to buy something to just to stamp my ticket on. Yeah, for now I'm coming back. Me left away from the Nisoyan. You run away from the Nisoyan. You don't stay even to leave your clothes there. And Nusach from the Bali Musa, different Bali Musa say it, and the Faknech. And the Faknech. They say it like this. What is a bad person, if you're handling with him, and then you fall. Don't handle. Start to chaffer right in the clothes, then you'll fall down. Don't handle. With the rosh, you don't handle. Grab the, she's grabbing, I'm grabbing. Don't handle with him. Leave, leave. He's stealing from you. Leave, go away. Don't handle it. If you hand over the Rasha, you fall behind. Skarov finishes a vote. I was just saying that I finished with a nice vote, on the vote of the Skarov, leave it maybe at a different time. Tzayin is Alamo Ebon Azekashe, how Yosef decided that the first one, the Sarah Mashkin, will be okay, and the Sarah Oifim will be hanged up. How we see it in the dream. We see it in the dream. So the Ben Ish Chai, let's say over Alamol to Mazbud these Psukim in a very nice marshal. He said the king decided to make a race. Who will make the nicest paint? So two people drew paints. One person drew a picture. It's a whole nice picture. Mamish, everyone thought that is the best picture. Mamish, it looked Mamish real. Mamish. You couldn't see the difference. Mamish couldn't see the difference. The other person also drew a picture of a kid that was holding a basket of grapes. Mamish also. Mamish, they couldn't know what is better. And then a bird came and it flew over to the basket and it tried to take out a grape. So everyone said, he wins. Mamish did a good job. The king said, no, he lost. If the bird would think that the picture, the person looks real, he would never come close to the grapes. Vice versa, the bird doesn't think that the person feels real. So the Ben Ish Chai, he told the Sarayfim, if in the dream the birds came to eat from the cakes on top of your head, you didn't look alive there. You look dead. So this is what this dream means. You look dead. That's the Ben Ish Chai. Every chance.